Welcome to another episode of the Arcade Age podcast, filmed in front of our live studio audience today. My name is Chris, and I am joined with some other people who we'll introduce later because I am going to read this introduction.
Yup.
Today, we're going back to 1989. Ronald Reagan gives his presidential farewell address. Ted Bundy is executed in Florida via the electric chair.
Hell yeah.
The 49ers win the Super Bowl.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. That was with Montana.
Extra boo.
Yeah, sure.
Extra boo.
Clint Malarchuk of the Buffalo Sabres suffers a near... Oh, this is the one.
That's the neck injury?
Yeah, that's the neck one. Ooh, that was...
Dude, that was gnarly. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Let him finish the sentence, though.
Okay.
It was like near fatal, right?
Yeah, suffers really a near fatal injury on the ice when another player accidentally slits his throat with his skate blades.
Yeah, so he like skated over him or something, or like bumped
into
him or whatever.
Something like that.
Fell or something, whatever. And then like...
And went right between the pads and the helmet.
Yeah.
And,
dude, it is brutal when you
I heard
it.
Like the only reason that he even survived was that one of the trainers was like a medic in Vietnam or something
and ran out. He ran out with a towel. Dude,
yeah.
Like literally
grabbed him by the neck.
Freaking neck.
Yeah.
And
put pressure on it.
Put pressure on it.
Yeah, that's the only reason. That's why the goalies were the neck guard thing.
Well, you know? Hey, it's only optional still.
No, you don't have to wear the full neck guard, but you have to wear a bigger helmet.
I think you may need to wear a sleeve.
Yeah. Well, no, they have to wear a bigger helmet that kind of has like a chin guard on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they used to just wear the regular buckets, I think.
Yeah.
With like a face shield.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, when I was playing hockey, they just implemented the rule for like anybody that was under the age of 18 had to wear the... it's like you attach it to your mask and it literally...
Yeah, like the plastic,
yeah,
like
it's
collar.
A piece of plastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like I don't think NHL has that
even
fully
you watch,
yet.
But even you like when you watch that now, it is the scariest thing
you've
ever seen in your life.
It's, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that one's bad. But the Ryan Miller, who was the one that got a stick to the throat and did the exact same thing, but it was very purposeful.
I don't know.
Like the guy missed a goal
slashed.
And literally
yeah.
just hit him with the stick and just slit his throat.
I
think it was Ryan Miller.
Really? I don't think I've seen that one.
That one's
brutal,
rough, and that one's in like. The mid-2000s.
Yeah.
So you could really see what's going on.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the crazy thing about hockey is that, like, those skates are sharp. Like, Cal Clutterbuck recently, like, what was it, last season?
Oh, yeah.
Got his, like, wrist slashed by some guy who just fell.
Yeah.
And, like, slashed his wrist because he was hanging over the board.
Right, yep.
And, like, he survived, but I think he had to get his hand rebuilt or, like, his tendons or something rebuilt. Ugh. The Exxon Valdez... spills 24,000 barrels of oil after it runs aground in Alaska's Prince William Sound.
Oh, damn. Destroying Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big deal back then, dude. That was like one of the biggest like environmental disasters of that time.
And then we've surpassed it like six times since
then. Yeah.
Yeah. Batman opens in theaters, earns $40 million in its first weekend. Seinfeld, let's go. Seinfeld premieres. Great show.
Yeah, it's good.
Great show. First season's a little rough. Because Jerry, especially Jerry, is not...
I think they were finding their way in the first season.
Yeah. Well, especially Jerry. Like, Jerry Seinfeld is not the best actor.
Yeah.
And, like, he's not really in the first season. He's still trying to act.
Right.
In the later season, he just kind of goes off and does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But, what's... in July, the B-2 stealth bomber takes flight. Is that the first time it takes flight?
I believe it is.
Is in July of that year?
Yep.
Nice. The Spirit, right?
The B2 Spirit, yeah.
And on July 31st, Nintendo's Game Boy goes on sale.
Which is just like...
the classic.
Game-changing.
Game-changing, yeah. Nah, the Game Gear was game-changing.
Oh, shut
Everything up. After that was just, know, just a copy.
No, I think the Atari Lynx was really where...
Well, that was the first.
I guess, well, technically
of like
the Atari
the three
Lynx,
or four.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Atari Lynx was the first one with the backlight, right? Like a backlit screen?
I think it was first backlit and color.
It was first backlit. I think it was color before Game Gear.
Yeah, no, the Lynx was the first one out of those like
and
three.
And then you had the, I think the...
Because the Game Boy came, or the Game Gear came out, well, the Nomad.
Game & Watch is the GOAT.
And Nomad's then the Game Gear.
Super later, though,
Game
dude.
Game & Watch.
Was it? So the Game Gear was first?
Nomad's way past even Genesis's... like shelf life.
Is it like 92?
It's
okay.
It might even be 93, the Nomad.
Okay. So Game Gear was first.
They
released
that late
because 9.
It was Then you got to think about the Turbo Express was the first one where you actually used
the cars.
Yeah, I was going to say, so the Nomad is the one that you could use the actual Genesis.
Yeah, game. it just plays Genesis games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty chill.
And years ago, it's funny, like years ago, like that thing was like in the $20.
Oh, you could pick them up for like $30.
That's you could pick them up for nothing. No, dude, now.
Stupid, probably. Yeah.
Now there's like stupid money.
Even on eBay, like 10 there's or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
10 or 15 years ago on eBay, you could pick those up all day for less than 50.
Yeah, you could have bought, you could have ransacked them, bought them from every seller on eBay.
Same with Game Gears. You could pick those up for like $20.
And then they made a huge profit with the retro craze now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, if I had known, I would have put all my money as like a 12-year-old into Sega Nomad.
Dude, even the Turbo Express was like $100 on eBay 15 years ago.
Yeah, now they're going for what, like 800?
5, 6, 7, 800. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
In box, I think.
That's insane. Yeah.
I think I saw someone, it was like $800. And that was probably one of our shows.
And it's not even a good screen.
No.
You got to mod it to even play.
Yeah, you have to mod it. But also the thing about Turbo Express was it was a TV tuner as well.
Right, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Game Gear had an add-on too where you could tune into TV.
Oh, you could just watch TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
It had a little add-on. I don't know if the Lynx ever did.
I don't think the Lynx did.
But, yeah.
See, that was a wild period of time with, like, the portable TVs and stuff like that.
Yep.
Because it was, they were still on the ass end of you know, radio wave TV, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, radio wave TV didn't shut down until, like, 08.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could still watch TV on, like, most portable TVs.
Yeah.
Or just over the air on any old CRT until like 2008 or 2012 or something.
Yeah.
I think it was 2008.
Okay.
Yeah, because 2012 seems a little late.
Yeah.
I feel like I watched a video recently of like a dude counting it down.
Okay.
Like live, and then like he showed the last broadcast. Or whatever. And then like it, I think it took like 45 seconds to like turn
to
off.
Cut off. Yeah.
And they were sitting there like, what? What's going on?
Oh, it's still going?
It's still going? We're still live. And then it went to the static.
Actually, last analog TV broadcast.
2009.
2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I kind of wish that would come back.
It's pretty late, dude.
Dude, I love the idea of analog television.
Yeah. So but also, like, I have a cell phone, so.
Yeah.
Like, because I kind of like the idea of getting, like, a Sony Watchman or something. But, like, also,
well,
like,
okay.
I have a phone.
Well, here's the thing about, like, the watch.
Does anyone remember that it was a Motorola phone that had a TV tuner built into it? It was one of those, like, flip-up, like, QWERTY keyboard phones.
It's
called, like, the Motorola, like, View or something.
It may have been a Motorola, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember that was, like, the phone that I wanted because I was like, oh, my God, you could watch TV on it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Those things are so nice. Yeah. You can mod most of those, like, Watchmans and stuff to just have, you know, like an AV in or something.
Yeah, you can put a Nintendo into it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I will say it is a pain in the ass. I've bought a Watchman and I
tried
it
to do it
and I broke it right away. Because it's, you know, we're talking about a delicate, like 2-inch, not even.
Yeah, well, the CRT is like so tiny.
They're like 2-inch, the little Casio ones are like 2-inch, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I always kind of look for like a portable TV to like that you can use now if case like the power goes out or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, also back then, you could get TVs that, or like radios that would tune into TV audio.
Yes, I remember
which was
that.
Cool.
Yep.
But, like, they don't sell those anymore. And, like, I kind of want one for, like, a power outage, but, like, you can't buy them.
No.
Because, well, you can buy, like, modern portable TVs, but apparently they all suck.
You might have to pay a pretty penny for them.
They're like $100.
No, they're not that
they're just
expensive.
Garbage.
It's yes.
Well,
it's,
I mean, that's
they're using
that's a lot.
Yeah. They're using like.
Well, yeah.
It's basically creating a tiny little hotspot, like that only that device can use to read, you know, like an internet broadcast. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not.
Okay.
It's
I got
not
it.
Worth it.
Yeah, it's not great. Anyway, this video is not about the Sony Watchman.
Sadly, not.
Or this is not a video.
This audio.
This is an audio. Yeah. This audio is not about the Sony Watchman.
Yes.
That is forthcoming from the Arcade Age podcast.
That's fine.
We'll get there one day.
I'm going to skip the baseball, even though Sean is currently watching baseball because it's the Mets
opening
day.
Baby.
All right, fine. Nolan Ryan gets 5,000 strikeouts.
Yeah, that's freaking important, dude.
Pete Rose agrees to a lifetime ban from baseball.
Which is crap.
And a little company called Capcom visits New York City in the form of Metro City in their blockbuster side-scrolling beat-em-up, Final Fight.
Wow, that terrible game?
The bet.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah, this is
it's a great game.
It's Sean.
This is going to be a Sean episode.
This is one of Sean's favorite. This is one of my favorite games that we got.
Sean's
too,
like favorite arcade game.
Yeah,
one of the best joysticks.
Ironically,
I haven't played it that much.
I played the SNES version first, and then the arcade.
Yeah,
but the arcade is just so much smoother.
Yes,
the visuals
the frame
are so
rate
much better.
Shit, yeah,
yeah, it's yeah.
So, little background on Final Fight in case you've never played, which I'm guessing most people have played this game, but just in case. The player controls one of three hero Street Fighter characters, a former pro wrestler turned Metro City Mayor Mike Hagger, street brawler Cody Trawlers, and ninja guy. Your mission is to rescue Jessica, Hagger's daughter and Cody's girlfriend, when she is kidnapped by the Mad Gear Gang. If this sounds familiar, it's because it is, and this was Capcom's answer to Double Dragon, which is 2 years older than this game. Final Fight started as a sequel to Street Fighter 1.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
With a working title in development as Street Fighter 89.
Yep.
But was switched once it was decided to be a beat 'em up instead of a fighter. So it was a when did Street Fighter 2 come out?
Street Fighter 2 comes out in 91. Street Fighter
okay.
Original.
Oh, wow. So this was...
So I'm talking about... So.
No, I know.
Yeah. Street Fighter 1 is 88.
So this is before Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It predates it by two and a half years.
I feel like the it is a beat 'em up. It's very simple. You know, what do you got? 3-4 buttons like for hitting?
No, you have two buttons, but the importance of that is further down in the show notes because Sean kind of brought it up to when we were like kind of like jiving about doing a podcast on Final Fight. He was just like, I love the fact that it's two buttons, but
oh, you got so many
things. Depending on how you do the
joysticks
and tap the buttons and which way you're facing, you actually have combos.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you do kind of have fighting control combos.
Well,
kind
do.
Of,
yeah.
Well, Double Dragon had combos, right? That you could do, but
they you could throw an elbow.
Yeah, but they were nowhere near the smoothness of
the Final Fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel
is it using like the Street Fighter controls?
It's similar.
Kind of.
It's kind like you do got to do kind some half circles.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just, in my opinion, there's nothing that's really, you know, a better showcase than what, you know, a beat 'em up could be than Final Fight. Final Fight really changed the game. Because, like, River City Ransom and stuff, all that, it's very primitive compared to, you know, how this thing runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this and Double Dragon, I think, are the two that
make the 90s
the beat 'em up.
Is nothing compared to Final Fight. Like, I would sit there. You know, I would
look at it though.
Sheamus might fight you.
2 years apart, though.
They're 2 years apart, but in that 2 years, this is mind-blowingly, you know, advanced.
It's also Capcom versus Taito.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm not a big Taito.
Or Technos.
Guy. Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I think it was still Taito.
It was Technos, I think. Didn't and Taito published it.
Yes.
This is kind of cool. Originally, there was a plan to have Ryu and Ken from Street Fighter.
That'd be cool.
They
as
were
playable characters.
Yeah.
But that was scrapped.
Yes.
Well, I guess Ken would have made the most sense.
Yeah.
But what's the lore with Ken? Is Ken like the bad guy, or is he just the American?
He's just the American.
Yeah, I think he's just the American.
Yeah,
Ryu.
He's not like a bad guy. He's just the American Ryu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guile's the Air Force guy, right?
Yeah.
With the flat top.
Yes.
Okay. And Ken is just American Ryu.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because he has the same controls, right?
All same controls.
Yeah. Okay. Final Fight, which probably contributed to its massive success as a two-player simultaneous game.
Yep.
So you choose your character of the three, and then you get an eight-way directional joystick and two buttons, one for attack and one for jump. If you press attack repeatedly amongst enemies, your character performs a combo move, like we were just talking about, or a throw, depending on how you move the joystick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Players also have jump attacks, and by pressing jump and attack at the same time, you can do different attacks. So, yeah, I didn't know a ton about the controls.
Depends on who you're playing with.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know Cody's, off the top of my head, I know that they can all throw, but Cody does a specific thing. I never played Cody. When I played this game, I usually played with my brother Cody, and he would play Cody.
Fair.
I was always a Mike Hagger guy.
Okay.
I know that Hagger can suplex.
Yeah.
No, it's like a pile driver.
A pile driver, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
if you get close enough and you
in the story, I think he's supposed to be a former wrestler. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
He can pile drive.
Now, I got a question. This is probably going to be more of a Seamus question. Now, what is the history of Streets of Rage and Final Fight?
I was going to say, this looks very Streets of Rage, and I don't know which comes first.
Streets of Rage.
Well, Streets of Rage, I think it was a console only.
Is console only.
Yeah.
So that's basically just the difference?
And that's Genesis a Sega developer.
Yeah, I know it's
Genesis. Sega's answer to this.
Okay, yeah. So it isn't Capcom. It's Sega.
No. Yeah, that's a Sega developed game. Forget who published
it. I can look it up.
Okay.
And that comes out,
I don't know who developed it.
89, I think?
I think
that might come out the same year, because I think it's 89.
Yeah.
And it, but it, I mean, it looks like they basically
Because Streets of Rage is my favorite beat-em-up of all time.
It's a good one.
It's if I'm playing, you know, an arcade, I'm going to pick Final Fight over.
Yeah. Actually,
sorry, 91, 2 years after this.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
So it's right. Their answer.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I think Golden Axe might be my favorite beat 'em up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sega developed it as well.
Interesting.
Sega AM7.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Sega published it.
They released a fourth one in 2020.
Yeah, dude, it's amazing.
Is it?
Really?
Okay. So good. Really? It's so good.
Is it like a? Is it a remake or is it just a like continuation?
Because I played
it's
one.
It's a continuation. Okay. It's on PS4.
Okay.
It's downloadable and there's physical copies and it is.
Is it still the 2D kind of scroller?
Yeah, it's but okay. It's like,
but
it's
pull up a clip.
Yeah, pull up a clip.
I know it's a. I know it's not a Streets of Rage podcast. But,
yeah, well, that's coming, hopefully. Yeah.
Ooh,
no,
wow. Okay. I like the art style.
I played 1 and 2. I don't think I've ever played 3 either. But I didn't know there was a 4.
Oh, this looks great.
This does look cool.
It's dope.
Well, it reminds me, I think I was, you know, talking about the Scott Pilgrim beat 'em up game, you know, a year ago. But the Scott Pilgrim beat 'em up game really kind of gave the beat 'em up genre like a breath of fresh air.
Right.
And, you know, I feel like this looks like it runs beautifully.
It's really
This reminds it's really me, pretty. There's a really good game. I think it's on the Wii. I know it's, well, I have it on the Wii. I don't know what else it's on. It's called, like, Batman the Brave and the Bold, which, but it's a Batman beat 'em up.
Yes.
And it's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so this kind of reminds me. It's like the same art style.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like kind of cel shaded, kind of stylized comic book almost looking.
Mm-hmm.
So. Is there any like modern Final Fight stuff, or is it all just ports?
There might be.
Because I know you have pulled up a Final Fight 2.
Yeah, and we're gonna definitely get to that.
Yeah, which we can get to.
Yeah.
I guess I'll keep reading the story here.
Yeah.
The game is set in the fictional Metro City, a thinly veiled version of New York City in the 1990s, where the city's crime rate has gone out of control. However, former pro wrestler turned mayor Mike Hagger has been cleaning up the streets and bringing crime rates down. So Mayor Mike is well underway to re-election, but the Mad Gear Gang, who is the dominant criminal organization in Metro City, is not going down without a fight. The gang tried to bribe Hagger. There we go. But Mayor Mike did not accept. So in order to make Hagger fold under the pressure, they kidnap his daughter Jessica and create further destruction and civil unrest throughout the city. Hagger brings Cody and Guy onto his team in order to rescue his daughter and destroy the Mad Gear Gang. And that's your plot.
Yep.
You have to, just like most good beat 'em ups, you are a one-man army who is set to, you know, enact justice
pretty much,
and vengeance across the city, across the streets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically the plot of every beat 'em up.
Pretty much.
Except for, like, the Simpsons one. I don't know what the plot of that one is.
Interesting.
I think Maggie steals a diamond or something.
Interesting notes about it are kind of cool. Like, the Mad Gear Gang members got their names from 80s rock musicians. So there's an Axl and Slash in here from Guns N' Roses.
Nice.
There's a Simmons after Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Uh-huh.
There's a Sid after Sid Vicious. There's a Billy after Billy Idol. There's an Abigail, which is a album by King Diamond.
Okay.
There's a Sodom. There's a Roxy after Roxy Music.
Not after Roxanne.
That's a deep cut, making a Roxy Music reference.
Damned and Poison. So, there's a lot of, interesting names.
We're watching the boss
Additionally, gang member Hugo on Dor, the big guy, this guy right here on mm-hmm. screen right now, he's basically Andre the Giant.
I was going to say, he looks exactly like Andre the Giant.
Yeah. And his name is on Dor.
Wasn't he?
Huh?
I think he was modeled after him.
Yeah, yeah. He was probably. Definitely modeled after
him. And his name is on Dor, which...
right, right.
Andre.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant. Yeah.
Another interesting, weird thing. I don't know if this is controversial or not, but because Capcom believed that players would feel bad beating up a woman, Poison, in this game, they noted that in the manual, and I believe it's in the arcade manual, not the SNES manual, but they noted that the female Poison was, quote, a new half, which a more correct term would be transgender. But at that time, they put it in quotes that Poison, that she is a new half. And I'm like, really? Like,
so that makes it okay to beat her up?
I which guess. Is like extremely controversial, yeah. right? I mean,
interesting.
What the hell?
Now, was that on the, you said in the arcade manual, was that on the like the control panel? Because nobody's reading the arcade manual except the
just the
owner.
Just the arcade owners, yeah. I think it was
so it was just in
the arcade.
There?
Yeah.
That's interesting. But like the players aren't going to know that.
Right, exactly. I'm kind of like,
that's weird.
You know,
that's a weird thing to clarify.
Are the arcade owners going to tell little kids that that's a transgender?
Right. It's okay.
It's like,
maybe it was based more on, you know, maybe they bought the game and they thought that people were going to return it or try to get their money back.
No, it's the arcade, though.
But
the arcade owners.
I know, but I'm saying maybe the arcade owner is going to want to return the game because you're beating. You know, the shit.
Oh,
out of women
very possible.
In
it. Yeah. Yeah, that's very possible.
So they put it in the manual. But that's a weird thing to specify in the manual.
It's a beat 'em up game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You have a purple dude in there. You know, I'm still going to beat him up.
Yeah.
Now, I disagree with this statement because a lot of people think that
the SNES version
is one of the worst
games
ever made.
This was
no, but people say it is because they're. Everyone kind of poo-poos this version because it's not two-player simultaneous.
I think you said this in arcades to console one that it's listed as one of like the worst ports ever
and that's,
made.
Wait, I don't agree with that at all.
What do you mean?
It's the Final Fight.
The SNES port of Final Fight is listed consistently in lots of lists as the worst arcade port ever made.
Yeah.
One of the worst arcade ports ever made.
Because
it's lacking two-player simultaneous.
Yeah.
I feel like I distinctly remember playing with two people at the same time.
No, and you've said that before in podcasts, like way back when we first started podcasting, and then we
think you're wrong,
corrected
Sean.
You in the Arcades to Console podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And
I mean, it's like when people say that the Mortal Kombat port on Super Nintendo is like one of the worst ever made. Because there's no blood. Other than that, it's almost perfect arcade port.
Yeah. But you have to get this. Yeah. I mean,
right.
And you have six buttons for SNES.
Right. Yeah.
But you have to get the six button controller for.
Right. Genesis. And to be fair, like that version looks better than the Genesis one. Like I love the Genesis, but it is a slouch
they
compared
say this is
to the
bad
Super Nintendo.
You only get to pick from two players. You don't have die. And that you can't play.
And you can't play simultaneous, which is fair.
You can't. Because
that's kind of the fun of a lot of these arcade beat 'em ups is
I mean I get it but
playing two player with
SNES,
your buddies.
That looks great.
No, it looks really good.
Yeah.
I mean it looks great. That's why I disagree with that statement. That people are like,
well that's
oh,
what
it's,
I was saying about Mortal Kombat.
Right.
Right. Mortal Kombat looks good on the Super Nintendo. It just doesn't have blood.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, this is a really good looking port.
I still think it's a really good looking port. And I still and I've
Hagger
played
looks
it.
Different
yeah,
though.
Yes, you're right. Huh.
And I've played it and
why does Hagger have his shirt off?
He has his shirt off in the original as well.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Who's the guy in the white shirt then? Is that Cody?
Cody.
Cody,
okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Never mind.
But, dude, if this was released soon after the arcade was released, which it was, this is pretty good.
Was this on the Genesis at all? Or was it just Super Nintendo?
I believe just Nintendo. Super
Cause,
Nintendo.
Yeah, because I've never seen a Genesis version. So.
It was just SNES.
I'm just I'm a Sega Genesis guy. So I want to see my
Genesis
represented.
And then I think a couple of years later on SNES, they release, I need to ask Sean about this. Have you ever played Final Fight 2?
I've never even heard of it.
Not
actually,
when I was younger.
I might have heard of it.
Maybe more recent. I don't know. I'd have to look at gameplay probably.
Apparently there's a Final Fight 2 And there's a Final Fight 3 on SNES.
Only not in the arcade. Only on Super Nintendo.
Not in the arcade. I think Super Nintendo,
okay,
like, published it themselves, whatever. This is the result here. I'm going to try to fast forward and get some gameplay footage. And I mean, that looks smoother. You can pick from three different characters.
Oh, you know what?
Have you played this?
Yes, I have. This one.
Oh, this is World Tour.
This one you can play with two.
Yes.
This is Final Fight 2 World Tour.
Yes, I have played this. This is the one I'm thinking of that you can play with two.
Why is that the thing that every like game sequel did? Where it's like, okay, we got the first one, second one, World Tour. Because that's what this is. Like, you're starting in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
It's like, why did every game Isn't series? It's like, okay, we're going to China now.
Is that I not a suplex?
You're doing World Tour.
Though that's the pile
driver. That's a pile driver.
That's pile driver. The other one's suplex.
The other one's suplex. Okay, yeah, I thought he...
But now, notice, that spinning pile driver?
Yeah.
Where do you see that next?
Oh, is that like...
It's Zangief's special in Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, okay.
So they're taking, you know, like they're taking all sorts of bits and pieces from the Final Fight game.
I mean, Hagger kind of looks like Zangief too.
Yeah.
Like if you kind of squint.
Yeah.
I thought they were the same person, if they're I'm not. Being honest.
Yeah.
You know what?
No, they're not supposed to be.
Did Final Fight 1 come out on NES?
No, SNES.
They were both. Are you sure it might have come out on NES?
No.
Might have been terrible.
NES would not have.
Okay, so then I probably played both on.
I might be thinking of one of the Street Fighter games came out on NES.
You know what, dude?
It was awful.
You know what? Somebody may have done.
Oh, I'm sure this is great. Mighty Final Fight.
No, I never.
So that.
Oh,
was,
it says it's released in '93.
So this is.
This is Capcom.
This is Final Fight. On NES.
That's weird.
So you're
on
right.
The NES.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not,
not
same,
a good
though.
Thing.
It's not the same.
No, but I think it's actually reasonable for NES.
Is it? Hardware. Okay.
If you look at it.
Maybe I'll save this for the Street Fighter episode.
It's
but
the same
there's
game.
The,
look.
There's an NES port of Street Fighter that's not a port at all. It's called like Street Fighter 2019 or something.
Yeah, it's not even a Street Fighter game.
Yeah, it's just a side scroller.
Yeah.
It's their port of Strider.
No.
More than anything.
Honestly,
well, that's
I guess.
What it kind of looks like.
This doesn't look that bad.
No, this actually looks pretty good.
Yeah. For like, this is, you know, about the same quality as, you know, River City Ransom, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even the same quality. It's even a, it's a better quality than NES Double Dragon.
I was going to say, it looks better than Double
like
Dragon.
On NES, of course it does.
I like how they stylize the sprites a little bit.
Yeah. It looks better than, like, RoboCop and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Batman game on the NES is probably one of the best NES beat-em-ups.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Again, though, this is also very, very late in the NES lifespan, right?
Yeah, 93.
Yeah, so they really know how to program
it's got
an NES game, yeah.
You know, but I think this looks pretty cool for it.
Yeah, for what it is, I don't think this is that bad.
Was this released in the U.S.? Because this seems like something that would only come out in Japan.
I don't know.
Okay.
Back to Final Fight 2 and
Final Fight 2.
How good it freaking looks.
Yeah, no, it looks good. The Super Nintendo was a good console.
Dude, it's an excellent console.
It was very powerful for the time.
It was.
Probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Retro
is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And like,
it's the most that I've played. Yeah.
It might be mine. Now,
I like
too,
it more than like even newer consoles like N64 and GameCube.
Yeah.
I kind of go in and out of things. Like sometimes like GameCube.
I grew up
favorite.
With the N64, so I have to go with that.
I mean, I feel like you give me a SNES and a Genesis, and I'm good.
Yeah.
Like
that's
fair. I really don't know how much I need newer. Games.
That's fair.
Like the style of kind of, you know, beat 'em up, right? You got that. You know, you get a little RPG, right? You know, actually, SNES.
I mean,
had
dude,
like
SNES
one,
for the RPG.
The Super Nintendo RPGs
but SNES,
are
the Super
but
Nintendo
SNES
RPGs
what,
are
like,
amazing.
But two, what did they have? Two, three RPGs?
Well, way more than that. They had two Final Fantasy games.
Dude.
Okay.
Alone.
Okay, so you have two Final Fantasy games,
Chrono Trigger.
Right.
Crystalis was Genesis.
Crystalis is NES. Crystalis
and Genesis.
I don't know if it's on Genesis.
Okay.
I have to check that out.
I think you're thinking of Genesis.
But
Genesis only had like one or two RPGs.
Maybe I'm thinking
Super
of Genesis.
Super Nintendo, Secret of Mana.
Secret of Mana. The Mario RPG games, which I really love.
Well, like
or the one of them.
Earthbound, Chrono
Earthbound.
Trigger.
Well, I know Earthbound.
Chrono Trigger is the greatest game ever made.
I've never played
That's
Chrono
probably
Trigger.
My favorite. What's the other one? The Zelda games, Link to the Past.
Dude, Link to the Past is consistently ranked
one of the best Zelda
game
games
ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've never messed around with a
Star Ocean. It's kind of an obscure one.
Yep.
Star Ocean, Star Breath of Fire. Sean, you played
Fire,
that
baby
one, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Breath of Fire 2.
Now okay. I got a question.
Well, I don't think the first one came out in the U.S.
Disregarding all of the Zelda games,
yeah,
how many RPG games are on the N64?
Oh, like none.
That's what I thought. Okay.
There's
one. I got it mixed up.
Really?
I got
There's
it mixed
one
up.
That's called like Quest 64.
Uh-huh.
It's trash.
Oh, you said
that's
besides
it.
Besides Zelda, because there's only like two or three
I also
Zelda
think
games.
Yeah,
and Paper Mario.
Yeah, you don't like N64.
Paper Mario
I'm not
too.
Fond of it.
Here's the thing with
the
N64, right?
It's a hit or miss.
Here's the thing with N64. N64 is very nostalgic for a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got really high highs, really low lows.
And there are,
oh yeah,
like I would say about 5 to 6 fantastic games on that console.
Yeah.
Everything else is
great.
Little,
yeah.
Two like, of them being the Zelda games.
To say it,
two
yes
of them
like
being the
Mario
64. Games,
yeah.
What's the
Golden
other
Mario? Goldeneye and
Paperboy N64. Phenomenal game.
Wait, what's really the other Mario game?
Dude, I love Paperboy on the N64. It's so broken, but it's so good.
Mario 64.
And what's the other one?
Paper Mario.
Oh, Paper Mario. I love that
Paper
game.
Mario is great.
I really like
Pokemon
that game.
Stadium,
Pokemon Stadium.
One of the best. Yeah. Pokemon Snap as well.
And Pokemon
Snap is great.
Oh, wow.
But Sean's right. There's maybe 6 to 10 games.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
I love the N64. Like, I grew up with it, but also,
sure,
like, most of the games are not that good.
I'm sure there's deep cuts that people like, you know,
yeah,
but they're not going to, like,
see, that's
when you're
the other
about,
thing
like,
is
best games of all time kind of thing.
N64 was when Nintendo was in that, like, transition period of starting to mostly develop all their own games.
Yeah,
for most of their consoles, because that's when they lost a lot of ground to PlayStation.
Yeah, well, because they refused to go to a disc system.
Right. So like all the Final Fantasy games that would have been on the newest Nintendo console,
yeah, all went to
ended up on the PlayStation. So you got what 7, 8, and 9, I think, on PS1.
Yeah,
or maybe just 7 and 8,
something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never played a single Final Fantasy game.
Okay, so. I've never played the newer ones. I've mostly played the old ones.
I'm just not a big turn-based attack kind of guy. Like, Pokemon ruined me as a kid.
Okay.
Because Pokemon just frustrated me so much. and anytime,
well, that's
anytime there's a turn-based thing, I'm screwed.
Well, all the Super Mario ones are, or all the Super Nintendo ones are turn-based.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Except for, I think you might like, I think it's called, like, ActRaiser.
Okay.
Or Soul Blazer and ActRaiser. It's a series where it's like an action RPG.
Okay.
So like you level up and you run around and stuff and you solve puzzles, but it's more like Zelda where you fight in real time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get the little stick pointing out.
Yeah.
Yo, oh, Sean, really off topic now. Do you remember the turn-based RPG game that was for Lord of the Rings that was on PS2?
Yeah, we spoke about this. This is Lord of the Rings Third Age.
It's
I
called
believe.
Third
Oh, yeah.
Age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, dude.
Yeah,
I just watched a video.
I've been trying to find gameplay of it, and I just can't figure out what to look up. There's so many Lord of the Rings games on
PS2.
Yeah,
Lord of the Rings Third
just
Age.
Look up. I'll send you a video. I just watched a video of this guy from, like, Philly where he was talking about it for, like, 20 minutes.
I don't know if it was on PS2. I'm pretty sure it was.
I think it was
on... I think it was on...
An original
GameCube,
Xbox, and I think GameCube.
Maybe,
yeah.
Well, there's a Game Boy port, which is, like, one of my favorite games of all time.
That's right, yeah.
But... I would imagine it's probably on GameCube.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it was all three. I think it was GameCube, PS2, Xbox.
It might have been.
Sounds
original
yeah,
Xbox.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Dude, even this looks cool. We're watching the SNES Final Fight
Oh,
3.
This is...
Final Fight
wow,
3.
This
looks
this actually looks really
too,
good
man.
For
yeah.
Super
it looks
Nintendo.
All right. It's a little dark for me.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
A little,
little
yeah, but
weird,
I mean,
but
for SNES,
very shadowy.
Though,
but yeah, for SNES, it's...
And this looks like 2-player simultaneous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Final Fight 2 was. I know that for a fact.
So is that what you're mixing up?
That's
did you
probably
play
what
Final
I played
Fight
with
2
brother,
as a kid.
Yeah. But yeah. I did play 1 and 2.
Okay.
I had them both.
But 2 was
but
the
2 was probably
simultaneous,
the one I played co-op.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the I mean again, I think that's what
I want to see what this goes.
People love that's what I love about beat 'em ups is the 2-player simultaneous.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the point.
You know.
That's kind of the point, dude.
Yeah, you get your buddies together and especially the 4-player ones. I know this is a little bit ahead of that.
Final
wow.
Fight 3.
Wow.
SNES, $150.
Wow, damn.
Wow.
Card only.
120, 150,
145.
Hey, you got one for $20 bucks.
Yeah, that's a bid.
Oh, it's a
that's
bid.
An auction. Yeah.
Yeah, those are that's.
You also have to worry like with repros and stuff.
Yeah.
SNES.
I mean, I'm not like
they're very easily.
I mean, are they just really bad like copies?
The
repros.
No, repos sometimes they just don't. Like,
they're just
sometimes
like,
they're not the best.
Yeah.
Like sometimes they'll glitch out at weird places, or they'll like overheat or something.
You can tell. You can tell the difference between a repro and a regular just by the weight.
Dude. Yeah. And if you open it,
box and manual complete in box. Look at
how wow.
big that box looks. $500.
Wow, that's a good looking box.
Oh, that is nice.
I mean, the art is, but I mean the condition. Yeah.
No, it's a mess.
The condition of the box is questionable.
Yeah, I mean, I like how it.
I mean, I guess
it
like
has
the art,
a, it has a cataloging sticker on it.
No,
it has like a cataloging sticker on it from somewhere. Now, what was this? Was running on what? Just a regular CPS-1 board?
Yeah.
Okay.
Final Fight 2 is up there too, dude. Complete in box, $240.
$240?
Yep. Card only, $70.
Okay.
Damn.
What about the first one?
I don't think it's that much at all.
Yeah. I thought it was a little bit. That's the thing, is Super Nintendo games are expensive. A lot of Super Nintendo games are expensive.
$11.
Even like the. Okay. All right. Yeah, but like look up Streets of Rage on the Genesis. That's like $7.
Yeah, of course, because also between Altered Beast and Sonic,
there were no other games to play.
Streets of Rage did come as a packet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So they were selling the console with Streets of Rage. It's got a not for resale label on it.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can look that up.
That's one of those, like the first Sonic game, it's rarer to find one that doesn't say not for resale. Like if you find a not for or a regular print of the Sonic the Hedgehog game, it's worth more. Not
it
by
is
much.
Now, yeah.
Not by much, but
so complete in box, $35.
$35.
$43.
$24 cart.
$25.
Okay. That's two. Two is a little bit more rare.
That's box annual only though. So let's see.
Yeah.
Two. Streets of Rage 2, which is the one that everyone looks for. So see the not for resale.
I was going to say, I think I've played
bucks.
Streets of Rage 2 but more.
Okay.
The not for resale is $60 in the box. And
Oh,
there's a Streets of Rage 2 on the
Gear. No cart. No cart on that one.
Yeah. I hate it when people do that.
$40, complete in box.
Okay.
Man,
for a standard
that's a
clean
box, too.
I think 3 might be even more expensive.
I believe that. I don't like the newer Genesis boxes with the red.
Bucks.
No.
With the red on the side?
With the red on the side.
I think they're awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're weird.
And that's when they started cheaping out on the manuals, too.
Yep.
The manuals were all black and white.
Yep.
It's a shame.
Some of the old Genesis manuals are color, and especially the Nintendo manuals are color. They're just awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're really cool looking.
Well, it's just that extra, bit of, you paid... How much was a game back when you were a little kid? Like you're buying a SNES game right out, not renting it. You're just gonna buy it.
Could be $39.99.
So that's about like $60 now, basically.
Something like that. Yeah, it's about the same price
like
today.
$60.
One, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're gonna be putting $60, into a game, you got something for it, right? You either get a poster or you get a really nice
manual.
What Chris
was talking about. See, they made even the
and they cheaped out with the black and white covers. Yeah. That's what I hate about games now is they just give you like a download link.
Yeah.
And half the time it's not even a manual.
No.
It's just like it's like a health and safety warning. Like don't play for too long or it'll hurt your eyes.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah,
thanks.
Don't eat the plastic.
Those boxes are so much better than the shit we have now, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the boxes now.
Yeah, well,
boxes.
But like even back in the day,
even
back in the day, like on 360, like you would get like Fallout 3 and it would come with that like super cool.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah,
that
well,
manual.
Dude, it would give you your own way to track your
right,
like your
you
stats.
The little track your progress in the back.
My friend getting this game first, whatever, and I remember like the heft
The gold.
Of the Zelda manual, dude. And
dude,
like,
and they're
in the book.
The
dude.
Lore that
Look
they talk
it.
About
yeah,
in that
yeah.
book, is ridiculous.
It's amazing.
Well, that's also like, the nostalgia of like you get a new game from like the game store as a kid and like you're so excited to go home and play it, but all you can do in the car ride is
read through
the
manual. At the manual.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh man, I'm so excited to play this game. But your mom's like, oh, but we gotta go to Target first.
And
you're just sitting in Target.
And what's funny is that we're
twitching
manuals now. Dude, like some of the manuals
Are worth more than the games?
Fetching this. Fetching.
Oh, yeah.
$15-$20 for $15-$20
manual. Just for a manual.
To complete your game.
Right.
And if they're in dead man condition, I've seen them go for $25-$30 for.
Yeah.
And let's say for a super rare game, forget it. Like, people will get $100 for a manual.
You get like a Splatterhouse manual.
Or like, I don't know, like name.
Well,
like
Earthbound.
Going back to Earthbound,
yeah. Mother. Yeah, you get like the Mother.
Yeah,
Or an oddball, like, late in life Nintendo game that
Wario's
there's a
Woods.
Cowboy game on NES that I've always wanted, but I would never spring for it. But the manual for that is, like, astronomical. It's nuts.
Yeah. Wario's Woods, last NES game produced by Nintendo.
That is, but that is very,
I common. Think that's pretty common. Also, nobody really wants it.
Well, I was going to say, wasn't
because the
Mario...
Super Nintendo one is better.
Wasn't Wario Woods really good, though?
Yeah, but just get the Super Nintendo
one. Oh, no. That, I'm thinking of the Super Nintendo version. Well, because Wario Woods has the kind of the similar kind of trailing effect when he does the shove as like Symphony of the Night. Is that one of the Castlevania
game?
Are
you thinking of Wario
Land? I'm thinking of the Virtual Boy one.
Or on the Game Boy. No, you're thinking of Wario Land on the Game Boy.
Yeah, there's a Wario game where he has like a charge effect and it does that trailing like that.
No, Wario's Woods is a puzzle game.
Okay,
You're thinking of like the Game Boy like platformers.
Yeah,
like Wario Land or something.
Yeah, I loved Wario when I was a kid.
Those are good. The Wario Land games are great.
What's the Wario game that's all the mini games?
WarioWare.
Yeah.
WarioWare.
Yeah. I've never actually played though.
It's fun, but it's, you know.
Well, it's like a party game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a party game, but for one person.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
It's not competitive?
No.
Oh. Huh.
Like it's a little funky.
Interesting. I have one on the Game Boy. On the GBA that has like a tilt sensor in it, so you could like you twist the Game Boy to like do different stuff.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Interesting.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, what's crazy when you think about it?
All right, back to Final Fight.
Then, you know, Capcom's next step out of this, and we're going to dedicate 2. A podcast to it, is Street Fighter 2. But you get Final Fight. Which is originally supposed to be Street Fighter 9, right? So Street Fighter originally comes out in 1987.
The first Street Fighter is rough.
And
yeah, it ain't great.
I remember it's not playing my favorite. The arcade. It is rough as hell.
Yeah.
But we go from that to Final Fight, so you could see, like, yeah, I can see where you're trying to develop Street Fighter 2 or the second Street Fighter out of that. But
well, that's the thing, is the look of Street Fighter 2 looks a lot more like Final Fight than Street Fighter 1.
Yeah. I mean, we're watching 87, Street Fighter 87 arcade play with Ryu, and
it's looking a little...
Also, the controls...
The controls aren't that good.
Yeah, the controls look like they're terrible. One thing I will say, the background and the subway carts look beautiful.
It's pretty cool.
I really like the way that the clouds are moving.
For 87, I guess.
For 87, that's crazy. Even just the depth.
Well, and the fact
like,
that
the
it
cart.
Even scrolls back and forth when
like,
you
yeah, when
move
you go,
across the screen.
Like, that was a bad spin kick. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just the gravity is really off on it.
Everybody looks really heavy.
It also looks like Ryu just hit him and beat him in like 3 hits.
Yeah.
It's really the depth.
Yeah.
Like the depth of what you're saying is not good. Like it's not, it doesn't seem natural.
Oh, Mike.
Art itself is okay.
Who returns? I know we're doing a Street Fighter podcast.
Oh, man. This is
who returns for Street Fighter 2?
Only Ryu and Ken.
And Ken. Okay.
I mean, later editions of Street Fighter.
I thought you only could play as Ryu and Ken in this one. I guess I was wrong.
I think you might be right.
Later editions of Street Fighter. You know, 4, 5, 6, whatever, they actually go back and they grab some of these characters and they bring them out.
Oh, they bring some of them
back. And they amp them up.
Yeah.
And they make them like Street Fighter 2 characters. And then, of course, in the Street Fighter series as well, like I think you get to 3 or 4 Street Fighter and then they bring Guy into it.
Oh, yeah.
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 So they bring other...
Three, maybe? I know he's in four,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
And Marvel vs. Capcom game.
Right, yeah.
They have Hagar as well. So... But this is... he just beat up Mike at Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
In Street Fighter 87. So...
See, and then, again...
And those are interesting bonuses, this, like, chopping the bricks thing.
Just like Street... I know we're going to get to a whole Street Fighter episode, but just like Final Fight I was talking about, right? Street Fighter 2, I guess 1 is also... But Street Fighter 2 is Street Fighter World Tour. I guess 1 is also World Tour.
No, Street Fighter 2, the World Warrior.
No, I know, but the style is World Tour. Yes. I know that's not the name, but...
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, like, almost every arcade game, the second one is some version of World Tour.
Of course it is.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Of course it is. That's weird. Everything, though.
Well, it's like 80s movies, right? The first movie is normal. The second movie is this character goes to Japan.
Or The Revenge.
Or The Revenge, yeah. Or they... Well, but usually it's the second movie is the same movie, but in Japan. Like Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Second one is the exact same movie, but he's in Japan this time.
Yes.
Like, that's the only difference. Yeah.
And
no, it's cool.
Karate Kid 3.
The best one.
Which might be the best one.
That was a joke. You should not have agreed with that. Street Fighter 3 is trash.
Is Karate Kid 4 the one with Hilary Swank in it?
It's either 3.
I think it might be 3.
I think it's 3.
Does 3 not have Macho in it?
I don't think so.
No, that's 4. 4 is the one without Ralph Macchio.
Okay, so then 4 is Hilary Swank then.
Yeah, 4 is the one with the girl. It's called like the next Karate Kid or something.
What's crazy is Ralph Macchio only did Karate Kids.
Yeah.
It was his entire career.
I mean, he was set for life after
excuse
that.
Excuse me. He's in My Cousin Vinny.
That's true. Okay. He is.
That's right.
He's in the best Italian movie
that's
ever made.
He did
that's true.
Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3. Then he did My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
And then he did Karate Kid for YouTube.
Oh,
that's,
well,
that's this guy's
Karate Kid for what? Netflix.
Well,
Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix. Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Oh, Cobra Kai. Yeah.
And he's the bad guy.
Kind of.
Sort of.
My dad and I
it.
Are up to...
Is Johnny the good
listen,
guy then?
I'll be honest, man.
It's
my
a good
dad,
show.
My dad says that it is one of the better shows that's came out in the last 10 years.
I've heard
my dad and I
it
are waiting for the next season to come out.
He watched it religiously.
Good.
I would give it a shot. I haven't given it a shot.
It's mostly about Johnny in the first season. And then I think Ralph Macchio shows up in like season 2.
Well, it's funny we're talking about Karate Kid itself because obviously... Capcom's drawing some sort of Karate Kid influence for the original Street Fighter.
Well, the 80s was also like the kind of like karate slash like, I don't know what you would call that, but like striking sport.
Well, I feel like...
Like craze,
well, the
you
80s,
know?
I feel like...
Yeah,
was,
because of Karate Kid.
Martial arts craze.
I don't know if it was just because of Karate Kid because like you look at something like, you know, well, I guess Wu-Tang was like in the 90s, but like the martial art movies, if you go to the Blockbuster.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got Chuck Norris, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, but like, I feel like in the 80s, before, you know, Karate Kid, because Karate Kid came out, what, 84, 85?
Something like that.
I
want
to say something like that.
Yeah, so it came out like, you know, let's say 85, let's say. Let's be conservative about it. Like, from 80 up until the mid-90s, the craze of going to the Blockbuster and getting the terribly dubbed martial arts movie was pretty big.
It's 84, you're right. Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got like Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee.
That's crazy.
Jean-Claude, you know, like all around that period. Like they're all...
You got Skull.
And Capcom, or Cynthia Rothrock, who was in a bunch of terrible Hong Kong martial arts movies.
Hell yeah.
You know, and they're all... Like the arcade guys are looking at that and saying, like, oh, let's make a karate game.
Yeah.
You know? Let's make Karate Champ, but make it good this time.
Karate Champ is good.
It is not.
You gotta stop with that, Seamus. You really gotta stop
it
with
is
the Karate
not
Champ is
a good,
good
game. And I will stand by that. Neither this, is
no,
like
not
any,
karate.
Neither
it's
is
not,
Kung Fu.
It's not Karate Champ in
they're
the arcade.
Bad.
It's Kung Fu
they're
Ayer
both bad.
In the arcade. And then you have Kung Fu Master in the arcade.
Yeah, they're both bad.
No,
they're,
Kung
all
Fu Master
three of them are
is
terrible.
Amazing.
Uh-huh, sure.
You guys get... Dude.
All right, how
Kung
about
Fu
this?
Master draws...
How about this? Let's
everything.
For the next run of the arcade age, let's get a Karate Champ on tour or whatever you just said.
Karate...
Kung Fu Master.
Kung Fu, we had one. We sold it. We got rid of it.
Right, because nobody played it.
That's not
Because it's
true.
A bad game.
Absolutely
because the guy
true.
Came in and really wanted it. So he purchased it from the museum.
Yeah, he was like, guys, I really see this thing has so much dust on it. Nobody's
right,
played
yeah.
it.
It has so much wear on it because everybody's been playing it all day.
Me and Sean played it all the time.
It was actually a really beautiful game. That's not true at all.
Sean played it all the time.
It was in great shape because
nobody played it.
Nobody played it.
Sean played it religiously.
Yeah, it's like that shit game that we have. What is it? Spy Hunter?
Whoa!
Who invited the asshole?
I don't know, man.
Today?
I like Spy. I like Spy Hunter. Well, actually, I really don't like Spy Hunter, but it's a beautiful cabinet, so I let it go.
Right? Yeah, that's fair.
Dude,
yeah.
It's a fantastic.
It's one of the worst driving games I've ever played. My
what
life.
Is the worst game? What is the worst game we have in the collection? What if we have on exhibit right now? No, that's not on exhibit right now.
True. Yeah, we have two Black Tigers. Let the record
and neither
show.
Of them are out.
Neither of them are out.
Rastan?
Yeah, Rastan's pretty bad.
Rastan's the worst game we have on exhibit right now?
I'm trying to think.
Sean,
like,
we have mostly
good stuff.
I mean, honestly, Scramble's pretty shit.
Scramble is a classic.
What?
Scramble's pretty bad.
That's like my favorite game.
Smack about Scramble.
I hate Scramble.
I'm trying to think of...
Who invited him today?
Yeah, really?
I really like the Polybius.
Final Fight might be the worst one we have out there.
A little Final Fight.
Close.
I think Simpsons Arcade.
Simpsons Arcade. TMNT. The X-Men
Arcade.
I'm
trying, well...
Tootenkopf?
It's hard to say what's the... No,
Tootenkopf.
Oh, Kangaroo. Kangaroo. I'm done.
Yeah,
applause.
It might be Kangaroo.
Applause.
I think he's got it.
Although, you know what? I will say...
Kangaroo's the worst game.
I've only played that game like
once. If we're going just by how, like, bad opinion-wise, Kangaroo's probably the worst.
Yeah,
but if we're going by what doesn't get the most play, like what gets the least amount
of
play,
Kangaroo gets a lot of play.
I think Jungle Hunt is probably in there.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah,
Jungle
that
Hunt
is a shame
bad.
Because it's such a great game.
Yeah, it just doesn't. It like does you look at that play. Game and you're like,
Yeah, I mean,
I think a lot of people look at Tootenkopf too because ours is very beat up, and they're like, meh.
Yeah.
Well,
but
also,
I'm like, it's
also,
a freaking great dungeon
crawler.
Also,
look at the graphics for Jungle Hunt.
Game that does not get a lot of play, Commando. Does not get a lot of play either.
Yeah.
That's
Now you wanted the worst game that gets way too much play, like, and it absolutely doesn't deserve. Tron, every single time
I
go there,
that's
just
the credits
the
get taken out. Yeah. Oh, it pisses me off. I tell people not to play.
I think the worst game we have on exhibit, I could agree with you, Jake, but
Super Pac-Man.
It might be tied with Tron for me.
Yeah,
because I hate Tron.
I think
Tron
terrible.
Gameplay is trash.
Yeah, the gameplay is trash.
The only good part is the light bike thing, and I wish I could just play that.
Maybe
like because that's kind of fun.
I mean, that to me is kind of like the only good thing about that game is the approach to the cabinet.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Same thing with me. The way I feel about Gorf.
Okay.
I mean,
I hate Gorf.
It's
I love
just
the
a beautiful cabinet.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
I probably like Gorf more than I should.
I don't play it.
Oh, no. You know what is our absolute.
You also like Blackjack more than
I haven't
shit
seen
for
a soul touch this game since we put it out.
What?
Dribbling.
Oh, yeah.
Not a soul has touched
I've
dribbling.
Seen,
no,
seen,
I see people sit there and put their water bottles on top of it.
We've had groups. We've had. Oh, no, no. Actually. You want to know what game people do not play?
Millipede?
Is Millipede.
Yeah,
really?
No,
yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, they use that as a table.
Because
they've
every
already,
time
you know
I walk
why?
Back.
Because well, they've already played Centipede.
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
That's fair.
But honestly,
and Dribblin,
man, if Dribblin, Centipede gets no play either.
Dribblin is... now, Jake came out with me to get it last year.
I love that game.
And it's a fantastic game.
I played it like...
It's
it wasn't
a good,
my favorite.
It's a good digital foosball.
Dude, it's video foosball.
I guess.
That's it.
Every
a
time
really
I go out there,
form.
Though, some mom is like resting her purse on
and
that
also,
and just sitting there
I mean,
on her phone.
From a collector's standpoint, it is
great.
A really rare game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super rare.
It doesn't make it good.
They had to get it shipped over from Italy. No, it
I
does
mean,
not make
true.
It good, but it's still a good game.
You know what I think is a trash
game? Computer Space.
That's
Computer
fair.
Space is not great.
It's not great, but that's blasphemy.
Yeah.
It's the first one ever
It's
made.
Not good. That might get me some hate is Super Pac-Man.
Whoa.
I hate that game.
I'll give that
I hate
to you.
That game.
It's not a great
I'm
game.
I'm not going
to
give
Super
that to you.
Pac-Man?
I'll give it to you.
It's a great
Why
game.
Specifically Super Pac-Man.
I just hate it.
And
the
not just
the mechanics are kind of shit.
No, I like Pac-Man.
Pac-Man,
I like
Miss
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, great.
I just
Super
hate
Pac-Man.
Super Pac-Man.
It really is not that different for you to be able
to
play.
It is a lot more different than you think.
So for anybody who's
with the keys and like the big Pac-Man,
like...
I'm
for anyone
good.
Who's listening, which there is
I'm good.
Nobody listening.
Yeah, nobody's listening.
Well,
but
I'm listening.
So though
we had a Super Pac-Man. Okay, and
I think I have played that one.
We had a Super Pac-Man years ago, the cabinet, And then I went on a tear because we got rid of a bunch of cabinets from the museum collection to downsize, whatever. And then I went on a tear the last couple of years going and getting those cabinets back.
When are you getting Rampage back?
Or building them again.
Yeah, I want Rampage.
I don't think I'm going to find Rampage. And Super Pac-Man was one of those that I wanted to bring back because...
Should have gotten Rampage.
The cabinet is unusual, and I like the gameplay, and I think people kind of appreciate it. Scramble was another one. I got rid of our Scramble, and then
I like
we
Scramble.
Built a whole other Scramble.
It's cool looking, but scratch. I don't know. It's not...
I like it.
It's not my favorite.
No,
I like
you
it.
Know what game we need?
Super Pac.
You know what game we
sell
need?
It, buy
what
a Rampage.
What was that double stick shooter that we saw at Galloping Ghost that you said was impossible for us to get? It was a four-player dual stick, and it was like, you know, Robo-Kan. Dead Ops Arcade, like a Call of Duty?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you run around, and there's four doors, and then they keep coming in. There's a big Jumbotron. Like that comes down and the guy like is shit talking you.
Well, like Smash TV?
Smash TV. Oh my God.
I didn't say it was impossible for us to get.
Oh,
expensive.
It's just
you
super expensive.
Yeah, you said that it was basically impossible.
I mean, we know someone who has one.
Oh,
yeah.
Mikey Bird has one. He's just not going to let it go for anything less than like
you're telling me Mikey broken controller fucking Bird has it and he's not going to give it to us.
He's not going to give
Mr.
it to
Mr. Mikey
us.
Pinball, you know, all my pinball machines are broken.
Is he?
He bought it.
Oh, I hate this guy. Seamus, put it on the list. Please, I hope he listens to this. Mike Bird, I'm never going to one of your stupid stores ever again. I've bought Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 four times from you. It didn't work. Four copies didn't
Jake's
work.
Like every time it's scratched. God damn it. Yeah, that
is
Smash TV. That's
those,
a good game.
Oh, it's such a good game.
Is he the one who has all those kiosks down in Building 5?
It's split between like him, McWilliams, and Suff.
Yeah.
And Suff just took one out of there like recently.
Okay, McWilliams could keep all his there.
Mickey Dubs could keep all of them, but Mike Bird, he's out.
I think Bird got rid of.
He's
going to
start
paying. I think
Bird
got rid of all of his. I think the rest of the left are Suff and McWilliams. All
right, well,
okay,
Mickey Dubs can keep.
Yeah, Mickey Dubs
can. McWilliams can do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
he's fine.
Also, another underrated game doesn't get a lot of love is Narc.
Oh,
I really like Narc.
And we are going to do an entire episode next on Narc.
The only thing
you are right, and that game is
the only thing that I do not like about that game. There's only one thing. It is too short.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's too short. You can literally beat it in like 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah.
It's too short, but it's a good game.
I think it's even less than 2 hours, man.
It might be less than
you could beat
that
in like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, mind you. You're saying you don't like it because you can beat it in an hour and a half.
I kind of like that it's a little short.
Think about this from an arcade owner's standpoint. That's actually a very long time.
It's good, yeah.
Oh,
because
to be sitting there on
beat,
a couple quarters.
You could
quarters.
Beat something like Bad Dudes, which was released around the same time.
Bad Dudes.
In 25 minutes. You could beat...
Oh, thanks.
I mean, even Contra.
Simpsons, which I would consider as a pretty long game, is like a 45-minute game.
You could beat Strider. In 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Even like Contra, you can beat the arcade one in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, Contra you can beat. Once you get to the alien home base stuff, that takes a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Are we wrapping up?
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's time we could wrap up. That was a great episode on Final Fight. Thank you to our live studio audience. We'll catch you on the next one.